We've learned that the devil is angry with those who hold to the testimony of Jesus, and the testimony of Jesus is the book of Revelation, the prophecies in the book of Revelation. And specifically, it seems that the highlight, the most important part, is the 1260-year prophecy mentioned seven times when you put together the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation. The only prophecy mentioned seven times in the Bible. Now, why is the 1260-year prophecy so important that Jesus Christ would bypass the angel to come and make sure that this is verified in the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation? Well, there's a simple answer to that. Because Christ knew with his foreknowledge that the 1260-year prophecy would be distorted into literal days, part of a seven-year period in the end of time. And that's why Jesus said in Matthew 24, speaking of the time of the end, "Beware of false prophets, for they will deceive many." And by false prophets, he's talking about false prophecy or false concepts. Before Jesus came the first time, there were false prophecies or false expectations about the first coming of Christ. And so when he came, the very people that were to be expecting him to come and receive him did not receive him or did not recognize him by and large. Why? Because they had false expectations or false prophecies in their minds. It worked so well that in the last days of Earth's history before Jesus' second coming, the devil's doing the same thing. That is, he's distorting the expectations of God's people. God's people 2,000 years ago were the Jews. Now God's people are Christians, and Christians are all expecting Jesus to come. And most of us are expecting him to come soon. So the devil says, okay, I'm going to impersonate Jesus Christ. I've got to change the expectations a little so that people will not be so that people will be deceived into thinking that Christ has come. And so he does several things to prepare the Christian world for his impersonation of Christ so that they will be deceived. And for three centuries after the Protestant Reformation, because the Protestant reformers all believe that 1260 were years and not days in the future. And they weren't sure exactly when they began or when they will end because they were in that period of time. But finally, the conclusions were made that the 1260 years started with the reign of Justinian, who made the Pope head of all the churches in the West, and ended in the 1790s with the demise of the church by France. And the persecution of Christians and priests and the burning of Bibles and so on, ultimately ending up by taking the Pope captive. And at the same time, the earth helped the woman, that is the rise of America, transpired. And so this long period of time, 1260 years, is one of the most solid, when you look at one of the most solid interpretations of Bible prophecy, and it's given seven times. If you go back to the first mention of it, which we've already done in Daniel, the seventh chapter, you cannot be deceived into thinking it's some later short period of time. But most Christians are futurists today. That is, they believe that this is a period of 3.5 years, part of the 7 years just before Jesus comes, in which the Jews are going to be converted, and then they're going to go out like evangelists to convert the world. The temple will be rebuilt. Sacrifices will be reinstituted. The Antichrist will reign. He will put an end to sacrifice. Some believe that there's a secret rapture beginning that 7 years, and so on and so forth. But most believe that this is a literal 1260 days in the future. That is deception. That's what Jesus said, beware of false prophets. That's why Jesus himself bypassed the angel to underscore the importance of the 1260 day prophecy or years. And that's why the devil is angry with the few who hold to the traditional historicist view of the 1260 years as Protestant reformers taught it for 300 years. before it was distorted into some future event. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.